This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
The Morning Conversation, and we're going to talk about the Arts Festival, or the Arts Festival. We just had the Arts Festival. We're going to talk about Umpqua Valley Arts Association and all of the rest of the fun summer things they've got going on. We're talking with Sarah Holborough this morning. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Ashley. You gave me a bit of a panic saying the word Summer Arts Festival. I think we are finally just now recovering from an incredible festival. And really, we just take about 1 month off and start planning for next year's fun. So while Summer Arts Festival is over, there's definitely never a dull moment here at Umpqua Valley Arts in the summer months. Right now, we are continuing to roll through summer camp programming for young artists. I don't know if you've heard anything about it yet, but we decided this year to ramp up our summer camps for young artists and triple the amount of camps that we've ever done before. And we're right in the thick of our summer camp programming. We are at week 6 out of 10. It's been a really fun summer here.
Now, when you say art for, you know, the art for kids, those art camps, it's more than just drawing and painting, right? There's a lot of different facets of art that you're providing to local children.
Absolutely, Ashley. We started chatting at the beginning of the year about what was possible for our summer camp programming. What could we offer? What ages could we serve? And we really decided to expand beyond the visual arts and the ceramics that we typically do to the culinary arts, the performing arts, musical theater, cinematography, and that's what you'll find if you look into our summer camp programming for the rest of the summer. We have a little bit of everything for all ages, and it's been met with a great response from the community. And the end results that these kids are leaving camp with or performing at the end of their week, pretty incredible. And we're just so thankful to have some incredible community teachers leading these camps and fun kids and families to work with all summer.
Now, are all the rest of the camps full, or are there still positions open, spots open for some kids to join?
It's a little bit of a mix of everything, Ashley. Week 7 kicks off next week. These camps run Tuesday through Friday. Some of the camps are 9 a.m. to noon in the morning. Other camps are 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Some camps are running all day. So we're just trying to meet families where they're at and offer something for everyone. Next week, we have Artistic Adventures, which still has openings. Jump Into Comics is sold out, but you can get on a wait list. Digital Maestros still has some openings. Teen Cinematography still has a couple openings. Puppet Storytellers and All You Can Eat, our culinary arts camp, is sold out, but you can get on a waiting list for that. So like I said, these camps will run for another 4 weeks. They wrap up August 26th.
So now I know these are kids' camps. Is there any way I could get on the waiting list for the All You Can Eat culinary camp?
I feel the same way. I am definitely somebody that reads through these summer camps, talks about these summer camps, and wants to sign up with my kids. It's pretty fun what we're able to offer, and definitely inspiring UVA to think outside of the box for some, quote, camps or workshops or classes for adults in the culinary arts or adult in cinematography, photography. So lots of fun ahead, but if you are an adult and you do want to start crafting sooner rather than later, we're kicking off our Art in the Park for the summer months tomorrow night. We're super excited. Ashley, are you familiar with our Art in the Park series at UVA?
I am. I love the tables that get set back up out in the back, kind of right in front of the stage that is there for the Summer Arts Festival. And it's such a fun time. And the artist that's coming in tonight to do the work, I have one of her signs hanging on my front door. So I'm excited. This is a good one tonight. Or tomorrow night,
it's
excuse
actually
me.
Actually, tomorrow night, Thursday night. Like you said, we do it outdoors. This was programming that we came up with during the pandemic, and it was so popular the first year that we've just continued it. So this is our third year of Art in the Park, and we run this program on Thursday evenings at 5:30. It's a craft and sip event underneath the shade cloth. Some nights can be warm, but it's just a program that you can come enjoy some time by yourself with your friends and make a craft that you can leave with at the end of the night. Each evening features a different artist or maker or company. Like you said, tomorrow we're kicking off our summer series with North Bank Craft Company. She will be coming to help everyone make their own farmhouse sign, a 9x12 sign. You can pick your own design. We are really looking forward to this one. We've not ever had North Bank Craft Company, and she, like you said, does some amazing work, and she's so fun to work with. So if you're interested in signing up for Art in the Park, specifically tomorrow night's initial Art in the Park with sign making, sign up online. All the information's on our website. Follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram. But these summer craft and sip will run through the end of the summer.
Right. And other exciting stuff for adults who are just looking for some fun things to do in Douglas County, especially art related. You have a new exhibit that recently opened.
We do. We opened our brand new exhibit, Rural, at the beginning of June. And this exhibit features rural Oregon artists and makers from communities of 35,000 people or less. The idea behind this exhibit and this call for artwork was really to feature the breadth and depth and incredible work that is being created in Oregon's rural communities. Oftentimes, we are so quick to feature artwork from urban communities, urban artists, artists from all over the country, and we really wanted to have a platform for rural artists and makers to show their work, some for the very first time. We have a lot of work from Douglas County and all over the state of Oregon. It's an incredible exhibit. All of our galleries, you can come during our open hours free of charge to visit and experience the artwork. We're open during our summer months, Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And there's also an upcoming plein air event. If somebody's unfamiliar with what the concept of plein air is, could you explain a little bit more about what that's about and the upcoming event?
Yes. UMCA Plein Air is a favorite local annual event that we host every summer. We invite artists from all over the country, really, but we it tends to be artists from the Pacific Northwest come to the Umpqua Valley to paint outdoors, create their pieces outdoors in the Umpqua Valley landscapes. You'll find them along the riverside, in the fields, looking over the hills and valley landscapes. You'll even find them in, historic downtown Oakland, painting the cityscapes. So really, it's just about creating artwork outdoors in the open air. So this event runs August 22nd through August 28th, and there then will be an exhibit. The opening reception for that is August 28th.
Wow. So a whole summer full of fun stuff, from summer camps to Art in the Park this Thursday to new exhibits, lots of really great stuff. And you can keep your tabs on it all at the website, which is what again?
UVArts.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Sarah Holborough with the Umpqua Valley Arts Association, thanks so much for joining us this morning for the Morning Conversation.
Thanks, Ashley. Have a great day.
You too. We'll get back into the news, sports, and weather shortly. The Morning Conversation will be a podcast at 541radio.com shortly. So make sure if you missed any of that and you want to hear more, you can go to 541radio.com and listen back to the interview. KQEN News Time is 8:41.